Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. So let's get this week started with faith and encouragement. This is going to be a great week for you. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat. Say, this is going to be a great week for me. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat. Say, this is going to be a great week for me. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat or the comment section. Say, this is going to be a great week for me. Yes, it is, because God is good and He sent you His Spirit to lead you and guide you into all truth. Let's get started by going through our faith and morning confession. It's important to start our days and our weeks by saying what God says about us, because our words direct our life. Joshua 1:8 teaches us the importance of speaking God's word over our lives. It helps us to live what God wants us to live. Live according to the word. Live according to faith. And a part of that is saying what God tells us to say and saying things based on His word. So you can find the Faith and Morning Confession, this affirmation, is in the podcast show notes in the description, but also the description on social media. Say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. One more time, go with me to Romans chapter 9, verse 1. Romans chapter 9, verse 1, reading from the New Living Translation, says, with Christ as my witness, I speak with utter truthfulness, my conscience and the Holy Spirit confirm it. The Amplified Version says, I'm telling the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience testifies with me, enlightened and prompted by the Holy Spirit. As we shared last week, your conscience is the voice of your spirit. You are a tripart being. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a physical body. And your spirit will pick up on the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's why we say it is so important to keep our heart tender before God, that we keep a clear conscience. Multiple times in the scripture, Paul says, I have keep a clear conscience before God and before men. It was so important to the Apostle Paul that he said it multiple times, I keep my conscience clear. Why is that so important? Because the Holy Spirit deals with our spirit. He leads us through our spirit. He enlightens us through our spirit. Our spirit is the candle of the Lord. And so it's important that we keep our conscience clear if we're going to be led by the Spirit of God. Say, it's important that I keep my conscience clear. Say out loud, put in the chat. Say, it's important that I keep my conscience clear. One more time, say out loud, put in the chat or the comment section. Say, it's important that I keep my conscience clear. It's so important that you do so, because as you do so, it becomes easier to be led by God. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 4 as we begin to close. Hebrews chapter 4, I want to show you what it says here. Another step in keeping our conscience clear, in addition to what we shared last week. And if you missed it, listen to our podcast. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or our YouTube channel, or on the Tuva channel. You can just scroll back a little bit and see what we shared before. So if you missed it, you can keep building on what we're teaching today. Hebrews chapter 4. Notice what it says in verse 7, the end of verse 7. Today, when you hear His voice, don't harden your hearts. And so, of course, this quote in Psalms was referring to the children of Israel in the wilderness. It says, today, when you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Well, how do you harden your heart? By God telling you to do something like, I ain't gonna do that. Or God telling you to do something and you ignoring Him. Every time we choose to reject or ignore what God's telling us, we're making our heart harder. We're making it more difficult for us to be led by the Spirit of God next time. But on the flip side, every time we hear direction from God and we yield toward that, it becomes easier to hear from God the next time. And guess what? We grow in confidence in God leading us because we listened on the last time. So whatever God is leading you to do, take a step forward and do it. You may say, well, He's leading me, but I'm just not sure on the next step. Well, reply to His leading. Say, God, I sense You leading me in this area, but I'm not sure how to step out on that. Show me how to do it. Or you say, well, God, I know You're leading me, but I need Your help in this area. Ask for Your help. Don't ignore His leading. Don't leave His leading out there somewhere. Respond to it in prayer. Engage in conversation with Him. And as you do that, you will grow in confidence and following the Holy Ghost, following how he's leading you through your spirit, and you'll keep your conscience, your spirit, your heart tender before him. And it's vitally important that you do so you can live this life God has for you. We're out of time for today. Know that something good is going to happen to you. Expect miracles. Make sure you read today's newsletter. You can find the newsletter, the link to the newsletter in the description on social media. Not only do we provide a daily devotional podcast, but we also send out a newsletter to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. Make sure you read today's newsletter and have a wonderful day. Know that something good is going to happen to you. So expect miracles. God bless.